applying for visas. A downturn in enrollment of international students could hurt university budgets, as some institutions shifted to enrolling more international students who pay full price tuition to make up for funding shortfalls. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
California temporarily changing the rules governing upcoming high school track and field championships.
The governing board for California high school sports is allowing more girls to participate in this weekend's state track and field championships. On Tuesday, President Trump threatened to pull federal funding in California if the state did not bar trans students from participating in girls' sports. The California Interscholastic Federation says it's extending access for more biological female athletes to participate in the championship meet. The change only applies to this weekend's competition. I'm Mike Hemp.
The Trump administration moving to cut $100 million worth of federal contracts for Harvard University. On Wall Street, the Dow down 90 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare, and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call. I guarantee we take you as a client. We'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott has announced two major reforms that aim to make city government more transparent, responsive, and effective. The City Stat Performance and Accountability Program has been refreshed with the key improvements, including stronger alignment with budget priorities, posting public memos and materials online for greater transparency, and cross-agency participation to accelerate problem solving. The mayor says 311 Reimagined is an improved service request system that makes it easier for residents to report problems, get updates, and track requests. The Baltimore Ravens and T. Rowe Price announced an expanded partnership that includes the company becoming the official investment and retirement partner of the Ravens. The agreement will also make T. Rowe Price the presenting sponsor of the Champions Club and Legend Suites at M&T, which will debut this season. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a carload of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Get ready for an unforgettable evening at the Oatwire Wine Night, Thursday, June 6th at 6:30 p.m. Sip, swirl, and savor your way through an elegant night of fine wines, delicious hors d'oeuvres, and great company. All at the Hayfields Country Club in Hunt Valley. Tickets are just $125 and include tastings, food, and access to a first-class wine experience, all to support the Oatwire Retreat Center. But don't wait. This exclusive event will sell out fast. Visit OatwireFoundation.org to get your tickets now. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
If you're thinking about catching the Orioles game tonight at Camden Yards, rain could affect your plans. 65% chances in the air. If the rubber game does go off, it'll be Kate Povich at 6:35. The new Maryland Athletic Director, James Smith, with a tall task in front of him, outlining that in his initial press conference last week in College Park.
We're going to focus on revenue because, make no mistake about it, to compete with the caliber of schools, not just in the Big Ten, but across the country, we must increase our revenue.
So on that note, how bad is it? Well, one could say pretty bad. In both 2022-23 and 23-24, Maryland's athletic department revenues were ranked last in the Big Ten. And finally, CFG Bank Arena will be the site tonight. of the WNBA's first ever game played in Baltimore. It was to be a chance to watch the Mystics play Caitlin Clark in the Indiana Fever, but Clark now out for 2 weeks with a quad strain. But still, how will Baltimore respond to this game tonight? And could our city be a potential destination point for a WNBA expansion team? Coming up in 30 minutes, the year Cal Jr. called the pitches. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
At 11:06, here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Rain showers will continue throughout the afternoon on your Wednesday. Temperatures only in the upper 50s and lower 60s with breezy to windy conditions, making it feel even colder. Rain should start dying off as we get into Wednesday night and then warmer and drier on Thursday. I'm Fox 45 Weather Authority meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 53 degrees in Bel Air, 56 in Halthorpe, and 55 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Wednesday to all of you. Be careful out there. I know that it's raining if you're in the Maryland area. It's going to be raining all day. So be very careful out there. I don't want anything to happen to anyone. And again, as always, if you're just joining us, where the heck have you been? We had a lot of people weighing in on the dirt bikes in Baltimore City, which I do. I love the fact that you guys weigh in on that. Obviously, it's frustrating for all of us. And as one of our callers mentioned, this is a reason why a lot of people don't even want to go downtown anymore. And I could say that at one point in time, I was one of those people. I mean, for me, the dirt bikes got so bad. And you know what? It's so crazy because you go into the city, say you live in a county, you don't go into the city that often. And so when you're, looking for something or you're trying to find parking, it's already a hassle. And then when you have to add to it, carjacking, dirt bikes, juveniles robbing you at gunpoint, and, you're just kind of like, I don't know if I want, if I want to take part in those activities today. I might as well just stay in the county. But as some callers pointed out, the counties, some areas are getting just as bad. So it's a no win. I did want to move on, as I asked you just before the break, to take part in the poll here at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Would you consider voting for Governor Ron DeSantis in 2028? And if you haven't already, please go and take part in the poll, and then we'll get to the polling results here. Yes, no, and unsure. Those are your choices there as far as a response. I do want to know how you feel about Governor Ron DeSantis these days. Obviously, his supporters are gearing up. They believe that he might run for the Oval Office in 2028. There are some people that believe it will be J.D. Vance, of course. Some people believe it will be Secretary Marco Rubio. So there could be a very crowded primary. And so we'll continue to wait and see. But I did want to get your thoughts on Governor Ron DeSantis, and mainly because of what's going on with the Big Beautiful Bill. Okay. We've talked about the bill at length, so I'm not going to go too much more into it. Just kind of the synopsis here is that, we talked about it in regards to Congressman Andy Harris voting just present on it. He didn't want to vote yes or no. But if he weighed in on that, he should have just, did exactly how he felt, whether he was on the no side of it with Thomas Massie, whether he was on the yes side of it with many Republicans. You just stand firm in how you feel that this should continue. But he didn't do that. He just voted present. And that ticked a lot of people off in the Maryland region. We did talk about that. But when it comes to the bill itself, I know many of us voted for tackling the deficit, right? We're trillions of dollars in. But if you look at the bill, you notice, yes, you've got some of those cuts from DOGE in regards to the USAID. And that's only really because Secretary Marco Rubio took a lot of that on himself. But you don't see a significant amount of DOGE cuts. And even with the cuts, some of the things that are in the agenda, they're going to cost more than some of the cuts that were made. And this is what Elon Musk was pointing out. Take a listen.
I was like disappointed to see the massive spending bill, frankly, which increases the budget deficit, not just decrease it, and undermines the work that the DOGE team is doing.
I actually thought that when this big, beautiful bill came along, I mean, like, everything he's done on DOGE gets wiped out in the first year.
I think a bill can be big or it can be beautiful. But I don't know if it can be both. My personal opinion.
And that's probably why you haven't seen Elon Musk on Capitol Hill or at the White House a whole lot lately, because it does kind of look as though, you know, all the work that he put in, because remember, he was actually spending the night there at the DOGE building. You know, he was treating it like Tesla. He's like, look, if we're all in on this, I'm all in too. And he put his business on the line. You had the Teslas that were under attack by liberals, right? People were saying, oh, we're going to boycott Tesla. He lost some money. So he put a lot on the line to get those cuts through and to do all of that work. And now it seems that he's not going to see the fruits of his labor. And so if I were Elon Musk, I'd be upset as well. Now, this is what Governor Ron DeSantis had to say about it. That's why I wanted to ask you about DeSantis, because there are a lot of people agreeing with the governor's assessment. Take a listen.
$1 trillion deficit is a tax on you. It works its way through the economy. There's no free lunch. And that's what ends up happening. And it's a little frustrating. You know, Elon Musk went into this DOGE effort. He was getting lampooned. I mean, like, they're firebombing his Tesla dealerships. Media smearing him relentlessly. His businesses suffered all this stuff because he basically said, look, we can't keep doing this. And we need to moderate and reduce the amount of money that the federal government is spending. And yet, we have a Republican Congress. And to this day, we're in the end of May, past Memorial Day, and not 1 cent in DOGE cuts have been implemented by the Congress. That's one of the reasons why we need a balanced budget amendment to the U.S. Constitution. It's another reason why we need term limits for members of Congress. But I think what you've seen with how, and I kind of said this early on, that DOGE and Elon were on a collision course with the swamp. And the question is, what would happen? And I don't think there's any question that DOGE fought the swamp, and so far the swamp has won. And that's just unfortunate, but I don't think you can look at this any other way. So this is hardwired into how the people in Washington are borrowing and spending your money. But it has huge implications for the viability of our economy, our country, and everything going forward. And, you know, don't tell me it can't be done. When I became governor, so if you look at Florida's been a state for 180 years, if you look at all the debt that's been accumulated over our entire history of statehood, just since I've been governor, we've paid off 41% of it. And we're doing more every day. So that's not adding to debt, that's reducing debt. We have the lowest per capita debt of any state in the country. And if you looked at what your share as a Florida resident is for our outstanding state debt, it's about $400 a person. What is your outstanding share for the U.S. federal debt? It's like $105,000 a person and escalating. Ours is declining. You also look at Florida, we have the lowest number of state employees per capita. Don't have a big bureaucracy. We are also the second lowest in terms of spending per capita of any of all the 50 states.
All right. There's no doubt that Florida has done a phenomenal job, right? Governor Ron DeSantis, obviously a phenomenal governor, obviously. Now, is, you know, being the executive of Florida the same as being the executive of the entire country? No, it's not. But he's kind of laying this out as if, hey, guys, guess what? I can do this. He mentioned Doge fought the swamp won, as if saying that if he got in there, he would fight the swamp and he would win, right? I don't know if he can guarantee something like that. Obviously, President Trump has talked about dreading the swamp for quite some time. But Ron DeSantis is correct in the assessment that Doge lost out here. And I made a note here. I still think this is, you know, Stephen Miller is probably calling a lot of the shots. I did say if I was on Capitol Hill that I would have voted for the Big Beautiful Bill. I still stand firmly there. Will the Senate pass the Big Beautiful Bill on their end? I don't know. Because Senator Rick Scott has already come forward and said that he is not voting for the Big Beautiful Bill. So I don't know. This is going to be a tough fight for President Trump. And like I said, I still think this is Stephen Miller calling the shots. And that was Monday we were talking about Stephen, trying to get ahead of all the analysts who were going to read the bill over the Memorial Day weekend, the long weekend, and who were going to start talking about it this week, as they have already been doing. This does not save us any money, and it does not cut into the debt. And I know Stephen Miller, who I like a lot, I know he tried to spin it differently, but what he's saying isn't actually true. It's not true. And I think I even mentioned when it comes to the net impact of the Big Beautiful Bill, I don't think we have any way of knowing exactly how it's going to impact us, especially not knowing exactly how immigration is shaking out, because there's still a lot to be done. I mean, they haven't reined in the self-deportations. I know I posted a video yesterday. The self-deportations, you know, still trying to pay for those. And it doesn't look like there's a lot of people saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to self-deport. Looks like they're still going to have to send a lot of people out, ICE agents out, to get a lot of these people. And as we know, that's very expensive. So I will say there's probably a lot of people listening to Governor Ron DeSantis and thinking maybe he's a good choice. I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. I got Barbara in Baltimore. Barbara, what say you on Governor Ron DeSantis?
Well, Ron DeSantis was one of the main players in the Nikki Haley Ron DeSantis ticket that they were trying to make from the establishment. He's connected to the Bushes. That will never change. And Ron DeSantis, I like him. He's good. He's done a good job in that state. But we got 50 states. One state, you know, it doesn't cut it for me. And I don't trust him. Okay. And as for the Big Beautiful Bill, if I could just say this, Joe Biden passed some of the worst legislature ever in this history, especially that Green New Deal crap. And Republicans stood on it and they signed it.
They
fussed a little bit, but they signed it. President Trump has been in office less than 4 months, he asked for one thing. I say we give him what he wants and let those Doge cuts cut in, because they are starting Monday. Marjorie Taylor Greene posted on Truth Social the actual Doge cuts. They're going to do individual bills for them.
Okay.
I'm happy with that. Let him have what he wants. He took a bullet for it, damn it. Let him have it.
Yeah.
Everything. Let him have everything. To send all of them. I'd like to see Republicans for once get behind a great Republican president without a bunch of flack and all of them trying to make photo ops, because I'm about sick of them.
Yeah. What, do you think Barbara's going to pass the Senate now that Senator Rick Scott's saying no?
Oh, I don't. Absolutely. I don't see how they not pass that bill. You think that the Republicans want to sit and allow the biggest tax hike in history to take place on their watch? They'd be fooled.
Yeah.
A lot of them are going to get primaried anyway.
Yeah. Well, Barbara, thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you.
Hey, have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Yeah, I mean, it's a tough one. I didn't see where Marjorie Taylor Greene said that. And I guess we talked about this last week when we were talking about Congressman Andy Harris. And we said, yeah, you pass it, and then you do some other bills later. I didn't realize Marjorie Taylor Greene said that she would do that. You know what? Real quick, that makes me think of what I wanted to mention earlier. Yesterday, you know, we were asking the question whether or not Donald Trump should ban the international students. And I said, no. I know it's a lot of work, but you're going to have to go through everybody's social media. Did you guys see where they posted yesterday last night that they're most likely going to have to go through everybody's social media. I was like, man, this is what we were just talking about. Because it was the whole thing, banning international students, that's tough. I don't think we should do that. And I know I got some text messages later on that said, Kim, you're wrong on that one. We should ban them. But if you think about it, even when it comes to if you're trying to protect the Jewish students, I mean, we have Jewish students that are coming in internationally. I mean, you could it doesn't make sense in my mind to do it. I know there are some people that think the other way on that. But I think the best way to do it is to try to vet and go through the students individually and then deciding which ones, like Harvard or some of these Ivy League schools, can accept and which ones they cannot accept. I mean, this is just the time of social media right now. Think about it. These are all young people. They're students. They all have social media. They've all said something or another, expressing their views. And so it's going to come up and it's going to come out. And I think the best way to handle that is to vet each student. Yes, it's a lot of work, but necessary, in my view. We get back, we'll continue this conversation.
If you need to hire, it seems like the whole process can be exhausting. You search resumes, wait for the right candidates to apply, set up initial interviews. It's a lot of time and work. Well, what if you could meet with qualified candidates for your job the very next day? Now you can with Zip Intro from ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro is super easy to use. You simply pick a time, and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you can choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day. Best of all, you save time and energy.
Try Zip Intro for free right now at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow. Once again, go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
There's a lot of need in the world, and if you're like me, it can seem too big to make a difference. But that's why I decided to start volunteering with Mercy Shifts. Dedicating a few weeks or months of my life every year in the service of others has brought me more than I could ever imagine. When you volunteer with Mercy Shifts, you'll find your purpose, your people, and your place in this world. And all you gotta do is visit mercyships.org today.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right, we're talking about Governor Ron DeSantis, and that is a question of the day at WCBM.com. Would you consider voting for Governor Ron DeSantis in 2028? 61% of you said yes, 13% of you say no, and 26% of you say unsure. And I do want to get to some of these phone calls here. I got Kurt in Edgewater. Kurt, what say you?
Good morning. Well, first, they ought to give Trump this bill. Because he got elected president, not Rick Scott or Andy Harris. They're the amateur hour. They're trying to act like they're big shots, and they're not. Trump got the votes. Give him his bill. Give him a benefit of the doubt until he proves that he's making mistakes. So far, I haven't seen enough mistakes to get upset about.
Yeah.
And as far as DeSantis, I think with Trump, 4 years of Trump and 8 years of DeSantis, the country will be back on its feet again in the right direction, make up for the 4 lost years under Biden and the 8 lost years under Obama.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it really did take the country back. Great point. Thank you, Kurt, so much. I appreciate you. All right. Thank you so much. The only thing I will say with Governor Ron DeSantis, I have not seen his foreign policy. I have no clue where he stands. on whether or not, you know, sending money to other countries. I have no clue where he stands on any of that. And maybe it's just I haven't seen it personally. Maybe you have. Did he support sending more money to Ukraine? You know what? I'm going to have to look it up. While I do that, let me go to the phone line. I got Marie in Hamilton. Marie, did you want to weigh in?
Hey, good morning, Kim. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I just want to, first of all, I want to agree with Barbara. The Republicans need to get behind Donald Trump and this big, beautiful bill. The man was elected by the majority of the American citizens, and they're looking for changes, and this could be the change we need. So the Republicans just need to get on board. The Dems do it so great. They back each other 100%. The Republicans just need to do it. Second, I want to thank Elon Musk for what he did on Doge, because he revealed so much fraud, waste. And I'm disappointed that those cuts did not really get reflected in the bill. Maybe some of them did, and Marjorie Taylor Greene's going to come out with separate pieces of legislation, but I really appreciate what Elon and his team did for that.
Yeah.
In terms of DeSantis, I'm an unsure vote. I want a little bit more time to digest everything that's going on right now. I just want to see the bill pass.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kim.
No, thank you, Marie. Thank you. Hope you have a great week. All right. Let's see. I did find it. NBC News. This came out March 17, 2023. Governor Ron DeSantis says Ukraine is not a vital U.S. interest and would not send money to Ukraine. Again, that was March 2023. I had to look that up there. John Bolton apparently was mad at him. Well, that's good. That's good news. Okay. I wasn't sure. That's even better news to me. I don't want to send money anywhere. I think many of you guys agree with that. What I will say, though, with Marjorie Taylor Greene, I'm glad that she's going to introduce, these pieces of legislation. I do hope that Republicans get on the ball and support each piece of legislation. This is why we got to move quickly, and this is why we got to make sure we do well in the midterms as well, because we don't have a ton of time. I know, you know, we can say, oh, well, Trump's only been there for 120, 140 days, but, you know, it seems like a good amount of time, but we don't really have a ton of time. So I hope she introduces them quickly. I hope they vote quickly. And I hope they focus on the midterms, because that's something else that we'll talk about later this week. I don't see much focus on it. I did want to say congratulations, though, because I know I always talk about all the bad things that happened in Baltimore City. Just so you guys know, Artscape was a success this past weekend. So congratulations to Mayor Brandon Scott and to those that put Artscape together. There was a huge crowd out there. Apparently, they had a lot of the artists now in the War Memorial Museum. And apparently that worked a lot better. And even those that are the JFX, it worked a lot better because people were able to kind of cut off, look at the art, purchase some of the art. And then they had like the main stage. The only complaint that I really saw, which is, you know, they can't really do anything as planners on this. Well, they said there wasn't enough food trucks and the food area was kind of small. I don't think they realized how many people they were going to attract. Some of the performers like Tanner Adele, the country music star, my Olivia loves Tanner Adele. She sings that song Buckle Buddy and all this other stuff. So they had a huge crowd for the performers, and I don't think they were expecting it. But congratulations to Artscape. Congratulations to Baltimore City. Hopefully this weekend, the Memorial Day weekend, hopefully that works better for Artscape, because usually it's in like the dead of summer and it's so hot, nobody wants to go. So who knows? Maybe the city made some money off of that, which would be great. All right, coming up next, a road rage incident in Baltimore City. But I don't think it was road rage. We'll talk about it.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says it appears likely that Israel has killed senior Hamas leader Mohammed Sinwar in a Gaza airstrike earlier this month. He's the brother of Yahya Sinwar, one of the masterminds of the 2023 attack on Israel. He was killed by Israeli forces last year. The Trump administration taking a closer look at foreign students who want to come to the U.S. The administration is overhauling the vetting process for those who want to study here. The Trump administration moving to cut $100 million in federal contracts would go to Harvard University. In Britain, a 53-year-old man is being held on suspicion of attempted murder after a car rammed into a crowd of soccer fans at a parade in Liverpool. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 145 points, the Nasdaq off 22. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
As OTAs continue in Owings Mills today, the Ravens' defensive backfield beginning to take shape. The big question is, can Nate Wiggins step up and be that guy on the outside corner, allowing Marlon Humphrey to move inside full-time? Head coach John Harbaugh would love to see it.
He's a game changer in there. Nobody plays like Marlon. There's no nickel who plays the way Marlon plays in the slot.
OTAs continue throughout the week. And finally, Big Ben McDonald with an amazing revelation on Ryan Ripken's podcast. Big Ben revealing to Cal's son that Cal Jr. helped a young McDonald and a young Chris Hoyles with calling the pitches early in their careers.
Chris Hoyles was a young catcher. I was a young pitcher. We're trying to figure this thing out at the highest level you can figure it out. I remember Junior sticking his head in there. Me and Chris were having a couple beers after the game, just beating our head up against the wall, going, golly, are we ever going to get this right? You know, and he sticks his head in there, and he goes, you boys don't have a clue of what you're doing, do you? No, sir, Mr. Ripken. And I said, I got no clue at all of what's going on. He said, comes and sits down, he pops open a beer like he does, you know, and he goes, would you like some help? I said, is a school bus yellow? Of course I'd like some help.
A jack of all trades and apparently a master of all as well. Coming up in 30 minutes, who's going to stop Ryan O'Hearn? And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers, tracking those rain showers throughout most of your Wednesday afternoon and into the evening time, and temperatures chilly, only in the upper 50s and lower 60s. As we head toward Thursday, drier conditions ahead, highs getting back to the mid to upper 70s, even could see some isolated thunderstorms late Thursday night into Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Start your day every day at Dashen with a hearty classic country breakfast stackadilla or the bold flavor of a Santa Fe stackadilla. Both are made with fresh cracked eggs and can be yours for an everyday low price of just $6.95, only at Dashen.
Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a carload of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves with Active Liver from New Nordic. Find in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or Amazon, or newnordicusa.com.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and coworkers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Oh.
You like the way that sounds?
Yep. That's a good song right there. That's a good song. They're all good songs. All right. Again, good morning to all of you. I appreciate you joining me every Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon here on WCBM for Kim Klasick Live. Jump right in here. I did say that there was a road rage incident in Baltimore over the Memorial Day weekend, but I want you to listen to every single detail here. This is Channel 11. Listen to the details and listen to how they arrived at this conclusion that this was somehow road rage. Take a listen.
We are right across the street from Lakeland Elementary Middle School. And if you look over there and look at that hill, you can see where the tire marks are still left behind. Surveillance video obtained by 11 News Investigates shows the dramatic car crash that started as a shooting. Neighbors say it happened quickly.
This is scary. Yes.
Baltimore City Police are investigating this crash on Wegwood Lane as a road rage incident. Police say someone was shooting out of the passenger side of one of the vehicles. So you heard how many shots?
Around five or six. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we are scared.
An 18-year-old man walking down the street was hit in the wrist and went to the hospital on his own. At this time, police do not believe he was involved. Police also say the driver and passenger from one car ran away. The other driver remained and was not hurt. Neighbors say this started in the area of Lakeland Park. The park is located near the corner of Rittenhouse Avenue.
I heard a lot of noise in the back, and I thought it was fireworks, because of the holiday. And then there was a pow, pow, pow noise.
Seconds later, the cars came flying down Rittenhouse, turned onto East Shire Drive, crossed Wegwood Lane, jumped the curb, took out a fire hydrant, and rode up on the hill at Lakeland Elementary Middle School. Neighbors tell 11 News it was something they could not imagine.
So I told my husband, we need to get out the window because, bullets don't discriminate. And it was just like, wow, unbelievable.
In all of 2024, Baltimore City had 50 cases of road rage reported to police. Breaking that down a little bit more, in the first 3 months of 2024, Baltimore City police saw 11 cases of road rage. In the same time frame this year, there's been 20, almost double.
It just shows the times that we're living in, people just don't have no kind of love or respect for one another, and it's just crazy.
And Baltimore City Police tell us they have investigated 29 road rage incidents so far this year. Reporting from Southwest Baltimore, Barry Sims, TV 11 News.
Road rage? Road rage? Wait. Sorry, not that stupid. Oh my gosh. If you have an opportunity, you got to take a look at this video. Again, this is at Channel 11. And Barry Sims, I appreciate the report there. But I wonder if you believe this assessment that this was road rage. Just so you guys know, there are these two cars just barreling down the street. Okay. One of them actually hits a fire hydrant. They go up. They fly up this hill. They're still hitting the gas, by the way. Okay. You're telling me this is road rage where they're flying down this street by Lakeland? They go up this hill. They jump out of the cars. They're still shooting at each other. They're running down the street. This is road rage in your mind? Really? Barry Sims? Come on, man. This isn't road rage. That was a shooting, okay? That was a car-to-car shooting, all right? That's not road rage. You can't watch that video and tell me that were two people that happened to be at a stoplight and somebody, cut somebody off. That's not road rage, all right? That was almost a drive-by. Yes, that woman was correct in telling her husband to get out of the window because bullets were flying. I bring this to you because, and it's not even that I'm going to stay on this topic long. I bring this to you because, as you heard there, right now, Baltimore City Police said that they are now investigating at least 29 road rage incidents in Baltimore City. I'm telling you, I'm going to put some money down on this. I'm putting $100 down. Brian, the producer, you want in on this? I'm putting $100 down right now, and I'm going to tell you out of those 29 incidents that they believe was road rage, I'm going to tell you two of them were. Two of them. This is not road rage, okay? This is most likely some turf or gang kind of fight. This is not, you don't drive your car up a hill over a fire hydrant to chase somebody that cuts you off. And if this is another way for them to fudge the numbers, I'm telling you. You know what? Props to Brandon Scott and all these others that sat down to figure out a way to make it look as though Baltimore City was getting safer. Congratulations to you. Congratulations. Because this is a road rage. Meanwhile, did you hear that one woman that he interviewed first and she could barely speak English? Imagine coming all the way to America thinking that it's better and it's safer, but then you landed in Baltimore. The joke's on you. The joke's on you. But no, in all honesty, and very serious here, it is very dangerous. It is very dangerous. But I don't believe that that had anything to do with road rage. Thank God there weren't any kids outside. You heard about the 18-year-old in that clip. He was just walking down the street. And they see him on a Ring camera, by the way. I don't think he was involved at all. It looks like he was just walking down the street. And he got hit in the wrist by a bullet. And so I'm glad that he wasn't hurt any worse than that. But my, oh my. This isn't road rage at all. So now we're going to have to go through those numbers. We're not going to do it today. We're going to have to. We're going to have to figure it out. Speaking of figuring it out, did you hear that Representative Glenn Ivey, I know I talked about this in the very beginning of the show, but he came right home. We were wondering yesterday if he was going to stay down there, get the permits that he needed to see Kilmer Armando Obrego Garcia and have the margaritas that he desperately wanted. Because I thought, okay, if you're already down there, at least just grab the permit and go see him. Well, Representative Glenn Ivey decided to just come home. The funny part about this is he said that this was a successful trip to El Salvador. Take a listen.
Maryland Congressman Glenn Ivey is returning from El Salvador after an unsuccessful attempt to meet with Kilmer Obrego Garcia. Ivey says he was hoping for a welfare check with Obrego Garcia just over a month after Senator Chris Van Hollen also went to El Salvador and secured a meeting with the man deported from Maryland.
Now critics question who's footing the bill for these trips and why Democrats are so focused on this case. Fox 45's Jeff Abel joins us live with an update. Jeff.
Well, Congressman Glenn Ivey calls Obrego Garcia his constituent and traveled some 3,200 miles to check on his well-being, but he barely got his foot in the prison door.
We're going to keep pushing for this until it happens. We got a series of meetings set up.
Maryland Congressman Glenn Ivey was optimistic last week about his chance of seeing Kilmer Obrego Garcia, but not long after making the 3,200-mile trip to El Salvador.
We came here to visit him today, and now they're telling us we got to go all the way back to San Salvador to get a permit. That's ridiculous.
The congressman had barely got his foot in the door before the prison shut him out.
They knew why we were coming, and they know we have the right to do this. So they need to just cut the crap.
Ivey is the sixth Democrat to travel to El Salvador, hoping to ensure the wellness of Kilmer Obrego Garcia. Last month, Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen was allowed a meeting with Garcia, but a week later.
After a long day, we have arrived in El Salvador.
A delegation of four other congressional Democrats were denied entrance.
I am here because I refuse to wait for something to happen.
I think that their priorities are way out of whack. And I don't know whom they're representing by doing this stuff.
Dr. Richard Vatz believes these congressional trips to El Salvador are both misguided and expensive.
No, it is not a wise use of tax dollars.
Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen used tax dollars to fund his trip to El Salvador. The delegation of four congressional Democrats used private funds to pay for their trip. Congressman Glenn Ivey says tax dollars were not used to fund his trip, but he's now vowing to keep watch on tax dollars spent in El Salvador.
Not just a right, but an obligation to make sure that the American taxpayer dollars are being spent in the right way.
And I think the Democrats are hurting themselves politically, and they're not doing the right thing. And I think that they ought to reconsider where their emphases are and where their priorities are.
While the congressman did fail to secure a meeting with Obrego Garcia, he says his trip was still successful in keeping the pressure on the White House. Jeff Abel, Fox 45 News.
His unsuccessful trip to see Kilmer Obrego Garcia, in his mind, was still successful. Oh, the Democrats. I know. I talk about the parties and the differences all the time, but it's a big difference. Do you see it? I know you see it. Oh, man. So we did hear whether or not he used taxpaying dollars. He's saying that he did not. I believe him because it's very easy to find that out. So I believe that he's telling the truth. Now, did he use campaign funds? That's a possibility. Thinking about the FEC and campaign expense reports, He could have used his campaign funds, especially if he uses some of the videos and the pictures that he took there in El Salvador. If he uses that for his campaign reelection bid, then that's fine. The FEC is fine with that. Senator Chris Van Hollen, believe it or not, could have done the same. But he said he used tax dollars. He didn't care. Look, at least the man is honest. Like, he didn't care. And he asked him, what was that on Meet the Press? And sir, are these personal funds that you're using? Oh, no, these are tax dollars. He didn't even hesitate. He was just like, yeah, no, it's tax dollars. Well, anyways, Representative Glenn Ivey is not using our tax dollars in this case. And I appreciate you that. I appreciate that, Glenn Ivey, I do. I will say, though, I don't think your trip was successful. I think that Dr. Richard Vatz, as he heard him there, he was making an assessment of this trip or all the trips. This is not well thought out by the Democrats. It's very misguided. And I believe that this is most likely going to hurt them in 2026. They're still talking about this guy that is clearly an MS-13 gang member, clearly involved in human trafficking, as we saw in the video ourselves. And this is why they lost. This is why they lost. They support this tiny minority that do not make our lives any better, right? I mean, just think about all the things that the Democrat Party stands for. And it doesn't help us in any way. Leaving the border wide open, being all diversified. And, you know, look, there's nothing wrong with diversity. But when you try to hire an agency or even the branch of a military, you're saying, oh, well, we got to have diversity. That's not what we're looking for. We're looking for safety. We're looking for people that can do the job. And so if this is where you continue to lay your hat, the Democrats, I mean, this is great for us Republicans, but you're not going to win any seats with this. This is terrible. This is a terrible strategy. Keep it up. Keep it up. All right. I did want to also mention, in case you missed it, there was another pardon that came out yesterday. If you are familiar with Julie and Todd Chrisley, I guess, what is it? Their show was called The Chrisleys, I think. All right. So anyways, so this family, right? Savannah Chrisley, very pretty. She was, you know, pageant winner. Todd Chrisley, her dad, he was the one that was kind of running her whole pageant career. I think he was even running the pageants down there. Anyways, they went to jail. Well, they went to prison, actually, the two parents. And just so you know, they were convicted in June of 2022 on multiple federal charges, including conspiracy to commit bank fraud, tax evasion, and bank fraud itself, along with wire fraud. Now, prosecutors allege that the couple submitted false documents to banks to secure over $30 million in loans and used their production company to hide it from the IRS. So they had this reality show, and they're saying that they used that reality show to hide a lot of what was going on. Now, Todd, the dad, Todd Chrisley, he was sentenced to 12 years in federal prison. The mom, Julie Chrisley, she was sentenced to 7 years in federal prison. Now, unlike if you ever watched The Real Housewives of New Jersey, like you've got Joe Giudice and Teresa Giudice, they ended up serving time, but Teresa only got a year, and they allowed her to serve her time while Joe Giudice waited to serve his time. Well, anyways, she served the year. She came home. He then had to serve his time, and he was deported. And so these charges are serious charges. Well, anyways, President Trump announced yesterday that he was going to pardon them. As you can imagine, there's a lot of people saying, okay, this has gone too far, because they don't even have to pay restitution, apparently. And this is a lot of money involved. Now, according to Savannah Chrisley, the daughter, she's saying that a lot of the money and all this confusion and the frauding, she's saying that was because of some of their business partners. I don't know how all that shapes out. Do I look at this as like a decent pardon? You know how much I love President Trump. You know how much I love, the Republican Party in general. When I look at this pardon, I don't know. I can't sit here and tell you that this is a good idea. I can't because it defrauded money. And again, this is, you're talking about serious dollars, over $30 million in loans. Sorry. I don't know. Don't agree with it. Hate me, sue me. Well, don't sue me, but hate me. Hate me on it. And I'm someone like, I was just celebrating my friend that was pardoned, Sheriff Jenkins, just the other day. There were no victims in that case. And again, he is going to come on the show. We're hoping to do so next week so you can hear his side of the story. But I don't look at this as, you know, the best pardon ever. I think a lot of people online, I saw they were saying, well, Joe Biden had terrible pardons. You had Dr. Fauci, you had this, you had that. You know, I get what you're saying, and you can compare the two, sure, but two wrongs don't make it right. And if there are victims involved, and this is, again, financial, and you don't have to pay restitution, you're just completely out of jail, it's like a get-out-of-jail-free card, that's a tough pill for me to swallow. And that's just me personally, and you might disagree on that one. All right, coming up next, if you missed it, there were some protests in Baltimore County in regards to our teachers in Baltimore County. And I don't know about you guys, but I was under the impression that the Baltimore County teachers were going to get a raise from the Kerwin/Blueprint. And I guess they're saying that they're still owed a 5% raise that they were promised right before our elections. And that's something. We'll talk about that when we get back.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. I have said before, and I continue to say again, that Americans are a spoiled people for the most part. Obviously, there are some who are thankful and have expressed that thankfulness, but many in our nation have had it so good for so long compared to those in other lands that they don't feel the need to be thankful. When we've been given so much of God's providential mercies with little gratitude for the bounties we've received, we're full and we forget about God. We're satisfied with earth, so are content to do without heaven. We're quick with our prayers when we're hungry, but not so much when we're full. This is all a result of human pride, putting ourselves ahead of God. We even have a word for it, ego, spelled E-G-O, which stands for edging God out. If you don't feel as close to God as you used to, just remember, he's not the one who moved. This is Pastor David Lewis, and this has been today's Moment of Truth.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Wednesday on the show, 5 years and 3,000 deaths later, America is discovering what a gigantic scam George Floyd's overdose death was. Plus, the reason why California's population isn't going down. Legals are leaving, illegals are taking their place. A recipe for disaster. Noon to 3 on WCBS.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
All right. Thank you, Marty, in the text line. He said it's Chrisley Knows Best. That's the name of their reality show. Thank you, Marty. You know what's so funny? For the longest time, I thought the dad was gay. I did not know those were actually his kids. And I don't know if you guys ever seen the show, but yeah. I mean, I never in a million years thought those were his kids. I thought the mom and then, of course, the guy Todd, I thought maybe they came together, they were friends, and they decided to raise the kids together as a couple, but I never imagined those were really his kids. Turned out that they are, and he's not gay at all. Who knew? Who knew? Well, anyways, real quick, you know, I do support the teachers. I think they have a tough job. Here in the state of Maryland, I don't think teachers get enough support. I always advocated for teachers to have a raise because I think that what they do is important. They said that they were promised a 5% raise, and they did not receive it. So in Baltimore County yesterday, you had many areas across the county where you had protests. Teachers were out there with their signs and their cowbells, and they are not happy. But while they're protesting, I want you to listen. This is what Governor Wes Moore posted on his social media pages as they were out in the rain protesting yesterday. Take a listen.
In Baltimore, 40% of the high schools have zero students who can do basic mathematics. Not even the very simplest of mathematics. I said, give me your definition of basic. And they're talking about like adding a few numbers together.
Okay. So while the Trump administration has been trying to shutter the doors of the Department of Education, in Maryland, we're ensuring students and educators actually have the resources that they need to succeed. We've made record investments in public education for 3 straight years, nearly $10 billion this year alone. directing over $1 billion to community schools, which are already boosting academic performance in our highest poverty schools. And we're focusing on what works, like the science of reading, which helped us lead 20 states ahead in fourth grade reading performance. To bring the best and brightest teachers into our classrooms, we've raised teacher pay across the state, created new pathways into the teaching profession for displaced public servants, and signed into law the Excellence in Maryland Public Schools Act, which reinforces our commitment to supporting our educators. We also increased access to pre-K for over 2,000 children and boosted participation in youth apprenticeships by an incredible 722% for teens. So no matter what insults are being lobbed at our students or our educators, we're gonna fight for them, and we're gonna continue building a bright future for them and make Maryland a national leader in education. Learn more at go.md.gov/performance.
And there you go. That's what was posted by our governor. He's saying that the teachers will receive a raise here in the state of Maryland, and they are already receiving raises. Yet you had the Teachers Association of Baltimore County. They were out there rallying and protesting in Towson, Milford Mill, and Dundalk while he was posting that video. That's odd. Interesting, isn't it? So I don't know if TABCO, because that is what the union is called, I don't know if they saw the video from the governor while they were out there with their cowbells, but in case you guys didn't see it, according to the governor, you're doing just fine, and you are already receiving the raises that you're talking about. You see, this is what happens when you take this lie on the road, right? And this is what we've been talking about with Governor Westmore for the past couple weeks now, or I would say even since session has ended. It's like he's got these talking points, and he has this narrative that he's been pushing as if he's done this great job as governor. And obviously he has not. We know, we live here. But this is what the message is, or the narrative on, you know, his social media pages, and they're believing it on the national scene. And so, again, to those out there protesting, just yesterday in the rain, wasn't a nice day, wasn't nice weather. You were protesting for that raise that you swore you were promised by people like Governor Westmore. Well, I now bring this to you. Will you now call out the governor for not doing it? Will you call him out for painting a completely different picture? We shall see. Because most of those teachers, most of those with the teachers union, they're what? They're Democrats. Do you have what it takes to call out Governor Westmore and to do it before re-election? Some of us will watch and we will wait. We'll see about it. All right, of course, tomorrow we've got a great show planned for you. I might have a special guest that will be joining me. Might just have one. Again, stay safe out there today. Brian, as always, thank you for a great show, and I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
We are Lions International, the world.